Lecture 8, The Indulgence Controversy.
We are now starting part 2 of this series of lectures on Martin Luther, where we start looking at the course of the Lutheran Reformation, and indeed the course of the whole Reformation, that huge social, religious, and historical movement that changed the shape of Western European society and religion. And Luther, more than anyone else, got that whole thing started. We've been looking previous to this time, in our lectures up to this point, at the notion of gospel, which is the central notion in Luther's theology. Now we want to look at what happens when Luther's theology begins to enter the public stage, become an issue of public controversy, and what happens then to the rest of Europe as a result. So we'll start with the traditional starting point of the Reformation. It is really as good a place as any to mark the beginning of the Reformation. And that happens on October 31st, 1517, when Luther famously posts 95 theses on the church door in Wittenberg. That's, by the way, for those of you who don't know German, it looks like Wittenberg, but it's Wittenberg, or Wittenberg in German. That's where Luther lives, that's where he teaches in the university, and that's where he goes on basically Halloween, All Hallows' Eve, or the Eve of All Saints' Day. And he goes to the church door, and he nails up these 95 theses. Now, this event has sometimes been, I think, distorted. He's not nailing them up in anger and protest. You sometimes get this picture. Luther goes to the church door and he says, "I protest this church," and he nails these 95 theses up. Well, that's not what he's doing. The church door is where the bulletin board is, and he's tacking up a set of theses on the bulletin board. The theses are in Latin. They're not directed toward ordinary people, toward the common folk. They're directed toward other scholars and priests, people who can read Latin. They are a university thing. He's arguing, what he's doing is he's announcing a set of public disputations in Latin about these 95 theses. He's not protesting the church. The word Protestant only comes into circulation about 10 years later, and it's not about protesting the church, but about protesting something the emperor does against the Reformation. So what he's doing is he's a professor announcing a public disputation that will be centering on 95 theses that you can argue for or against. The theses are titled Disputation on the Power and Efficacy of Indulgences. That is, what can indulgences accomplish? So they're about the abuses of indulgences by local indulgence sellers, which Luther wanted to correct. And indeed, one of the odd things about this is the abuses in the use of indulgences were corrected before the Reformation really got fully underway. This was a very temporary problem. It was almost over by the time you get to 1521 or so. So by the time the Reformation really gets up ahead of steam, the issues have changed. It's not about indulgences. It's about something much, much more. In fact, Luther ended up being very surprised about what happened. He thought he was a professor trying to talk about a church abuse that needed to be corrected. And lo and behold, someone takes them down from the church door, publishes them, translates them into German. People start reading them. They are very, very interested. It becomes a huge controversy very quickly. But it's important to know something about the content of the 95 Theses. He's not protesting the church. He's not attacking the Pope. He mentions the Pope quite a bit in the 95 Theses. And he is always deferential to the Pope. He says, look, the bad things that are happening with indulgences are against the wishes of the Pope. Surely the Pope doesn't want this to be happening. Right? So he never says anything but good things about the Pope in the 95 Theses. There's no attack on the church. There's no attack on the papacy. And also, as I have already suggested, the mature Reformation theology of faith in the gospel of Christ is not yet present in the 95 Theses. The 95 Theses have this theology of self-hatred. In the fourth of the Theses, Luther announces that true inward penance is self-hatred. Right? It would be more Catholic to say true inward penance is hatred of sin. That's contrition. But Luther goes further. This is the early Luther, the Luther of self-hatred. True inner penance, true contrition means you hate yourself. You want to be damned. That's the underlying theology of the 95 Theses.